You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is Tech Talk on Enterprise and Internet Protocol Television, or IPTV, is deemed as the next generation for televisions, with many services offering these solutions in our market. How does this all work, and what are the benefits of having such services? And here with me today is CS Goh, the CEO of Select TV, to take us through this. What is IPTV? Let's just get to basics. And most importantly, how does it all work?
Hi, Freda. Thank you for having me. IPTV is basically the transmission of TV content, video and audio, via data networks. In a nutshell, it's no different from any other transmission method that's been deployed over the past 50 to 60 years, whether satellite, cable, or any other transmission method. So, in a nutshell, IPTV is still just transmitting TV content to the consumers via data networks.
Via data networks. So that's the differentiating factor. At the end of the day, you as a consumer don't care how you get it, you just want to get it.
Exactly. You just want to get your TV show on the TV screen. Yeah.
What are some of the unique features for IPTV? What sort of industry uses IPTV most frequently?
Most frequently, I mean, the industries that are using IPTV mostly will be telcos, the telecommunication companies. These are mostly driven. Reason why they're using it is because of licensing environment in those countries, and at the same time, this is an opportunity for them to get into a content business where their existing voice and data business is being commoditized. So mostly it's actually used by telcos. Why they are using it, I mean, the reason why it's different from the traditional way of transmission of video content is the additional capabilities they can use or they can offer to the consumers via IPTV.
So when we talk about telco providers, are they the ones here, are they using this?
I mean, Telekom Malaysia, for example, is actually has launched the IPTV initiative under the Unify program. Not all telcos are using it. So far in Malaysia, I would say one or two are using it. So there will be more and more. But in other countries, most telcos are already in this IPTV environment, and they are competing with the incumbent satellite or DVB-C, the cable, what they call cable subscription offerings.
Okay, so just another alternative, whether it's satellite, cable, or what have you. How advanced is Malaysia with regards to IPTV usage, or maybe even IPTV project development?
I would say Malaysia, in terms of Southeast Asian environment, we are not advanced at all. The number of subscribers that we have offering, the coverage that we are able to offer today, is very, I would say, backward compared to other countries. In fact, countries such as Singapore, I mean, understanding they are small, extremely advanced on that. Another country, surprisingly, is actually Vietnam. Select TV has the opportunity to actually work with some Vietnam projects, and we realize that they are actually extremely advanced in terms of IPTV deployment.
Okay, so I guess they're probably they're using newer technology and they don't have any legacy systems to think about.
I think you got it right, Fred. That's exactly what it's in about.
So what does Select TV do?
We actually provide technologies, the solution to the operators to execute and deploy their IPTV infrastructure. We actually behind them by providing the necessary set-top boxes, and what we call the satellite farms and dish farms. At the same time, we do aggregate some content by moving content within Asian countries. So my moving Malaysian content to Singapore, Singapore content to Malaysia, and so on and so forth.
Do content aggregation as well. Now, earlier this year, Select TV was chosen as one of the 19 entry point projects by the Malaysian government for the development of the communication content and infrastructure. So what exactly does this selection entail?
Basically, the EPP, or under the Pemandu Initiative, is actually a 100% private initiative by Select TV. Select TV being a global provider of IPTV infrastructure, we do have the necessary, I would say, links to the operators around the world. And what the government sees is that there's a good opportunity for Select TV to actually help local content industry to push our content to those countries. We've been successfully exporting Malaysian content to Singapore via our projects in Singapore, at the same time to Dubai, to Thailand, to Vietnam, and so on and so forth.
What do you mean by entry point project?
The whole Pemandu initiative, I might be wrong in some areas because I'm not from Pemandu, but basically there are national key economic action points that they want to look at. So basically it's actually getting the private sector
to get involved
to get involved in helping the economic growth.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the progress of your work since the announcement and how are the rollout plans coming along.
We had some low hanging fruit targets earlier when we signed on the project and promised to the government that as a private profit driven organization we will still do our social service to the country, and we managed to push the Malaysian content over to the 20,000 deployed hospitality based IPTV sites worldwide. And at the same time we actually committed a 30 million ringgit investment into pushing Malaysian content. So far we have done about 10 million. Of course, to be honest with you, our priority will still be our stakeholders, mm-hmm. to increase our shareholders value and profitability, but we do have this social service in our mind at the same time. So there are a lot of challenges, but we have been successfully deployed 10 million out of the 30, so I would say 33%.
So you say social service, but at the same time there must be some benefit to you, or it's just more goodwill for the
country? So far it's still goodwill. I'm still waiting for that benefit to come along.
Okay, but going into this, do you see that there is the benefit at the end of the day? I guess once adoption is in place, then the benefit will come to you. So that's where they're coming from?
I guess once the content industry in Malaysia, be it videos, be it audio, once we are able to build a name in globally for Malaysian based content, definitely being a pioneer in aggregating this content and pushing it out to the world would have the benefits back to Select TV during then. But that would be quite some time before we reach that. As you know, Malaysian content industry is not really that advanced compared to say America or even Korea.
So the feedback so far, how's that coming along, and do you see Select TV getting itself involved in more government related projects?
The feedback so far has been great. I mean, we've been progressing well in terms of government projects. Select TV, 80%+ of our business actually is from global markets, so we do not really participate in a lot of government projects at all, in fact. So we do not see ourselves getting into government projects.
Global markets, the US,
Southeast Asia, the Middle East.
Alright, I'm speaking to CSGO, CEO for Select TV, about IPTV, and in just a moment we'll talk about their partnership with Intel. Tech Talk BFM 89.9. You're listening to Tech Talk on Enterprise. Frida Liu here, speaking to CSGO, the CEO for Select TV, and we're talking about IPTV, and you're also working with Intel. So how did this partnership start, and what the usage of your funds?
Our work with Intel, it can be divided into two sections. So one section is we work very closely with the technology side of Intel. That's how it all started. We're using some technologies from Intel. At the same time, we collaborate with Intel to develop more advanced technologies for IPTV. That's how it started. And the second part of our involvement in Intel is actually we raise our Series B funding through Intel Capital. So in a nutshell, we actually owned by Intel. A substantial stake of the company is actually owned by Intel now. So that's where our Series B funding. So the two sections is we work on them technologies, at the same time we are owned by them, a certain portion of the company.
Series B funding.
Yes.
Okay. What are some of the future plans ahead?
We do have an exciting plan coming up forward in Malaysia especially. Of course, globally we do have a lot of other plans, but more on Malaysia side for the Malaysian listeners is that we are planning to actually deploy a platform, IPTV platform in Malaysia, where it's an open platform allowing content provider to participate in that platform, and that will come in the next few months.
So what do you see the forecasted IPTV growth opportunities in Malaysia are, and even worldwide?
Worldwide we are looking at 48% since the past 3 years growth of IPTV, so it's definitely inevitably it's going to happen. It's going to replace the traditional method of distribution content. And in Malaysia side we see a lot of opportunities, especially if any providers able to come up with a platform that allows content provider to participate freely instead of forcing the consumers to just focus on getting content from just one provider. But they have a platform, they said, I want providers from all sorts of demographic areas, I guess.
I guess when you encourage competition.
Definitely.
Yeah. So when you talk about, I was going to ask you how popular is IPTV around the world. That's a 48% growth year on year. So can you compare the levels of IPTV usage worldwide in Malaysia and Southeast Asia? You're also saying that's pretty low.
That's pretty low now for worldwide comparison. Europe being the leader, I mean France being the leader now at 14.4% penetration. In Southeast Asia, things are going fast. Of course, one of the challenges that we have is the spending power of the consumer. Ability to actually buy content that is a la carte manner and video on demand and so on and so forth. But that will definitely change as we move along, as operators and the technology providers like Select TV will be able to come up with a business model that's viable for the consumer. So we do see substantial growth in the next few years in Malaysia and Southeast Asian region.
And do you think Malaysia has the potential or the technology to keep with the, you know, ever-evolving IT industry development to maintain the country's competitive advantage?
I believe we do. I mean, look at Select TV. We, as a Malaysian company, we operate in more than 11 countries today. We are truly multinational, so there are a lot more companies like Select TV outside in Malaysia. But with more assistance from the local industry, companies in Malaysia must work together more, and definitely we do have a chance still.
So when you talk about Southeast Asia, who's most advanced in regards to IPTV? It is Singapore,
and then followed by
Vietnam.
I would say that.
Okay, and what about like Indonesia and Thailand?
They are starting, definitely starting as
also
well.
They're also just sort of same stage as us.
Yes.
I guess once the adoption comes in, they've got the volume.
They got the volume compared to Malaysia. I mean, they have three times the or more. Indonesia have about nearly 10 times the population size. So
the potential, when you talk about the opportunities and potential of the IPTV industry, what are they in terms of, I guess, content aggregators? What is the potential?
The potential is huge. And if you look at the potential for IPTV, if it's deployed right, it's deployed in a free, open platform manner, content providers are now able to push content to the users or the consumers in a much lower cost manner. Advertisers will be able to do much more because of the two-way communication of IPTV, interactive type of advertising, correct product placement, target audience. So these are the things that IPTV will be able to power. It's just that if it must be used correctly and launched correctly. So if you look at IPTV today, we are trying to also bring internet-based content into the television. So the advertising budget or revenue has been growing for internet deep browns for the past few years. TV has been stagnant at 42% of the worldwide ad revenue. So by launching a right IPTV platform in Malaysia, we will be able to actually tap some of those revenue dedicated for internet to the TV, back to the TV. So I guess it will provide a lot of business opportunities for companies, be it advertisers, content providers or operators, and the consumers will benefit from this.
Do you know why the local telco providers are not jumping on the bandwagon yet?
One of the main reason is that they do not have the infrastructure, and to a certain extent, I guess access to infrastructure is only limited to the few fortunate ones.
The few fortunate ones. Okay, the next 3 to 5 years, so where do you see this progressing?
I see an opportunity or a platform that is open, totally open, allowing content providers, even like BFM, to push your content to your target audience without the high cost initiated by it. And we see content providers to transform themselves substantially.
Now, if we're not allowed to, I guess you were saying that Select a Few, and if how will that hamper, I mean, if we have more, I guess, telco providers participating, there's more competition, what does it mean for the consumer? What does it mean for the nation if we are holding ourselves back, going ahead with the handbrakes on? What does it mean?
At the end of the day, consumer will need to pay the ultimate price for this, basically have more limited choices of content and will not be able to adopt the new way of enjoying content into the lifestyle. How does new consumers today do? They check their Facebook. We are competing with so many screens, from the mobile phone to your tablets, right? So if we do still hold back, consumers will not be able to adopt this new lifestyle that is happening around the world. So at the end of the day, by doing that, our consumer will pay the ultimate price of limited choices of content and not being able to enjoy TV the way that it should be around the world.
And I guess if you want to move towards the knowledge economy, so these sort of things really play an important role.
Yes, exactly. Definitely, we have to actually provide the opportunity for consumers to get into the lifestyle that the rest of the world is happening. What is happening in the States, what's happening in Europe. So we have to do something.
We gotta get with the times.
Yeah, get with the times.
I was speaking to CSGO, CEO of Select TV, about ITV and its potential growth here. And in Tech Talk tomorrow, Ian McKay, General Manager for MXI Security Memory Experts International for Asia Pacific, talks about data protection and security here at the doors with the Savit Garden, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.